This is always one of those fun stops here at Washington Watch for the NAFB. Privilege to introduce a fellow North Dakotan as Secretary of Agriculture. Ed Schaefer was sworn in as the 29th Secretary of Agriculture late January, and he brings a record of innovation and as an innovative two-term governor in North Dakota, along with an extensive private sector experience as well. And I was talking to some of the guys up at the shop at the Red River Farm Network. What do I say about Ed? And Mike Hergert says, just say, here's Ed. One thing I do want to say, though, is it's the last two ag secretaries with Secretary Schaefer and Secretary Johans when he was here. The access, the accessibility that you afford farm broadcasters, we really, really appreciate. So we want to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
Ed.
That's it. I'm on. All right. Well, thank you all. We appreciate you joining us this morning. We are glad to stop by and say hi and greet you, welcome you to USDA, and we're glad to have you on board. I was thinking about on the way down here today some interesting incidences that we've had in the building. You know, last week we had a bomb scare here. We had a suspicious package that was delivered just over there a little bit. We had to evacuate this particular part of the building for a period of time. But as we found out, the terrorists involved in this particular act was the Mediterranean fruit fly. Somebody had sent us had invented a new trap for the med fly and had sent us a vial, the trap and a vial of the fruit flies, just in case we couldn't round up any to see if they worked in the trap. But it after the
that's something we'd recommend you do.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
After the hazmat trucks were here and left in the aftermath, we were deemed safe once again. So we're glad to have you here, and I do also want to assure you that you do have some protection here while you're in the USDA building. You know, being from North Dakota, I from kind of a different security aspect, and we're in the wide open spaces there, and there aren't it's not very crowded. You know, here is kind of the opposite. We've got a lot of security; it's very crowded. But often back in North Dakota, when people are sent out to Washington, either in elected positions or head of organizations or agencies, you know, they're shipped off, and we look at them from afar for a while, and we say, you know, when people go to Washington, something happens to good judgment and common sense, you know, and things like that, and there must be something in the water. I was very pleased to find out when we got to USDA here that I saw these great big blue water filters on all of our water fountains and coffee makers and things. We've got all these water filters around, so I figure that is the common sense filter that keeps the bad stuff out of the water for all of you while you're here. So you are protected, and we do welcome you. I thought probably this morning the top of mind question for all of you would be what's going on with the farm bill. So I brought along some notes here to talk about what's going on in the farm bill today. I guess I don't have any notes. But anyway, I thought I would outline just quickly since I arrived on the shores of USDA as a short-termer and term limited to the rest of this administration. I thought that I might just outline three of the focuses we're trying to bring to USDA in this short period of time, so you get a kind of sense of what we're going on. And in doing that, I'll weave through a couple of comments along the way, because the first focus at USDA this year, of course, will be delivery of the Farm Bill. We have to implement the Farm Bill once the policymakers get done. The good news for us at USDA is we deliver the Farm Bill. If we get a new Farm Bill, USDA will be responsible for implementing that bill. If we get a bill that gets vetoed and sustained We don't know what's going to happen, but whatever happens, USDA will deliver the new farm policy. If we get a bill that is vetoed and overridden, USDA will deliver the policy. If we extend the current current legislation for a period of time, USDA will deliver. So we're in a position of knowing that as we look forward to delivering of a farm bill and to implementing it, what we do in the first weeks and first months of the bill will be how that bill is delivered over the coming years. So we're busily here getting ready to train our employees with whatever new policy comes. We are looking at our new computer programming. We're gearing up the agency to be able to deliver as fast as possible the new policy. The farm bill in itself has taken on interesting lives up and down for the past year. I always find it interesting that that these things were put on the table. The proposed legislation was put on the table in January of 2007. And it's not been until recent weeks where people have gotten real serious about putting some legislation together. There are three, I think, pillars probably to the Farm Bill other than the thousands of other issues. But there are three basic framework pillars that we've been dealing with from the top line. And one, of course, is the top line spending. The administration originally proposed a $4.5 billion over baseline spending level. That was moved to $6 billion shortly, recognizing there were some spending needs and also in an effort to come toward Congress here to come up with some legislation that was workable. It looks like now that the House and the Senate are circling around a $10 billion level. $10 billion is a level that we think we could probably get to with the administration. That would be an acceptable level if it were $10 billion. Unfortunately, it's not $10 billion. It's about $18 billion. By the time you look at the funding shifts, we have stuff that come online in outer years, both in revenues and in expenditures, things change around. But really, this $10 billion bill is about an $18 billion over baseline spending bill, and that's just simply spending too much money. And the president has an effort to put us on a pathway to balance the budget in 2012. If we're going to remain true to that effort, we just can't spend $18 billion on a new farm bill. My sense is we're going to get that sorted out. I think we'll get that portion of the bill sorted out. The second part of that, of course, is the funding. How do we fund this increased spending? We've worked a lot on that area. We have, as we looked at this now $10 billion target, we've looked at many, many different ways. In fact, the administration put on the table $20 billion worth